your chemistry notes, Karen.
Sure, Casey, no problem.
I'll have my limo driver drop them off when I'm finished. Is that really the way you like your wiener?
Oh, no, I just like ketchup.
JT, this is my lab partner, Casey Maxwell. Casey, this is my stepbrother, JT.
Nice to meet you.
He's cute.
See you in class.
Bye.
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 I want her.
Trust me, she's not your type.
Hey, she's gorgeous and she rides around in a limousine, all right? I think that's my type.
JT, forget about it. The word around school is her father is some big-time gangster from Chicago. They call him Teddy the Exterminator Maxwell.
Get out of here, man. Why would a big-time mobster move to a dinky little town like Port Washington?
Who knows? Maybe he wanted to get his kids into a better school district.
Okay, so what if this girl's father is this big-time mobster? She's got a body like a goddess, and she thinks I'm cute.
Are you so hard up for a date that you'd actually go out with a girl, even if her father is capable of having you rubbed out?
Hey, as long as she's the one doing the rubbing, I'm there.
Ha, huh, ladies. Hello. Guess what? Jane McNeil, the artist in residence at the college, asked me to pose for her.
Ooh, is she the one who does those dogs playing poker pictures? Yeah, you ought to be perfect for that.
For your information, Jane McNeil has works of art hanging in galleries all over the world. And the picture that she paints of moi will be sold at the university's charity auction.
Wow. What kind of paintings does she do?
Well, voila. She's a political artist. See, all of her paintings make a statement about society.
What's that one say? Don't throw up on your artwork.
I know you're a Lambert, but here's a newsflash. There's more to art than Elvis on Velvet. This is called abstract art, wherein the artist expresses her emotions through shapes and colors as opposed to recognizable forms.
So it's something that looks like barf instead of your face.
Well, you know, that could be a real improvement, Dana.
What's that noise?
It was my love motor switching from neutral to drive.
No, Frank. I think there's an animal in the attic.
But just ignore it, honey. You've got your own animal right here.
Yeah, but what if it's a rat?
Let him get his own girl, okay?
Oh, Frank, really, I can't make love when there's a rat in our house.
Then it's a dead rat.
Ever ready. Remind you of anybody?
Eyes and I'll smack him into the next county.
You're not gonna hurt him, are you?
Carol, I thought you wanted me to get rid of the rat.
Well, I do, but I just figured you'd trap him in a shoebox, take him outside, and set him free. He's a living creature.
He is a disease-infested rodent, honey. If he could, he'd kill us. And then invite his friends over to eat our faces, okay? Okay, hold the light on.
Oh, I don't know, Frank. I mean, maybe we should call the exterminator.
Carol, we do not need an exterminator. I am a man. I'm a hunter by nature.
Watch out for those floorboards. I mean, they're awfully old.
Would you just relax? I know this house like the back of my hand. Okay. Nighty-night. This is it. He's a gunner, honey. Lieutenant Swing. Yeah! Oh, God! Eat my shoulder!
Forget about the rat. Look, you sprained your shoulder. Come on, let's go put some ice on it.
Oh, all right, rat boy, it ain't over. I'm taking you down.
So, JT, I hear you're going out with the mob princess tonight.
Hey, man, she's hot and she's beautiful. How her father pays for the limo is not my concern.
Wow, maybe this will be like that movie The Godfather. You'll marry into her family. Then her brother will beat the snot out of you with a trash can. That'll be cool.
Oh, my limo has arrived. Come on, get out of here. Come on. All right.
Hi there.
Hi. Wow, you look hot.
Yeah, I look good in black. The whole family does. So, what are we doing tonight?
Well, I thought I'd take you to dinner over at Barbecue Heaven.
Barbecue Heaven? Do I look like I'm dressed to go to some rib joint? You better be taking me someplace classy, like Rive Gauche.
Rive Gauche? That's funny. My dad can't even afford that place. Yeah, I hear you can't get out of there for less than $200 a plate.
So what? I'm worth it. Now, where's my gift?
Gift?
You're supposed to give a lady a gift when you take her out. You know, flowers, candy, maybe a diamond bracelet.
Well, here, you can have my watch.
A Timex?
Actually, it's a Limex. It's like a Timex, only it loses 2 hours a day, you know?
A cheesy watch? That's the way you treat me? What kind of low-life, cheapskate slimeball are you?
You know, I'm starting to feel a little headache coming on. Maybe we should just cancel this whole date, you know?
Wait a minute. Are you dumping me?
No, it's just migraine, you know, or a stroke. I should stay in.
I think you're dumping me. And my father gets really angry when guys dump me. And you know what he does to guys who dump me?
What?
Ever seen that speed bump in front of Sears? That's Jeff. How's that headache now?
Much better, thanks. Look, why don't we swing by the bank? I'll empty out my college fund ticket straight to dinner, huh?
Yes,
it is. What?
Open the door, you idiot. Can't you see I'm a lady? Ms. McNeil?
Just a minute, I'm having a vision. I am on the verge of creating an entire universe of color and dimension that will change the way we see things till the end of time. Okay, it's over. Hi, I'm Jane McNeil.
Oh, I know. I'm Dana Foster. You picked me to pose for your painting. You said I had an unforgettable face.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I want to show you something. It's my latest piece. I call it Woman Screaming at the Top of Her Lungs. What do you think?
It's magnificent.
I hate it. It's garbage. Garbage!
You know, I was going to say garbage, but I didn't want to be rude.
No, rude is good, Ms. Foster. Rude is the essence of everything I create. Let me explain how I work. I observe my subjects at their most basic level of truth. Sunset, bowl of fruit, the human body. Then I take the essence and turn it into a work of art.
Miss McNeil, you are a true genius.
Yes, I know. Now, the piece I'm going to do of you will be called Woman, Tower of Strength. I see it as a statement that women will no longer be pawns in a male-dominated world of sex and power.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Good, then take off your clothes and let's get started. Excuse me?
You want me to pose nude?
Yes.
Like, no underwear?
Yes, yes, and quickly. I am having a vision and I'm going to lose it unless we get started. So hurry, hurry. Clothes off, clothes off.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Cody.
Hey, listen. I've been brainstorming about a way to get rid of that rascally rodent you got visiting up in the attic, and I think I figured out a way to dropkick that sucker to kingdom come. Yeah. Okay, well, you know that couple of vials of nitroglycerin I've been having rolling around the back of my van for a while?
You've got nitroglycerin in the back of your van?
Oh, yeah, that stuff's pretty dangerous, Uncle Frank. I wouldn't want to leave it around the house, you know, what with the baby and all. Yeah. So, anyway, check it out. We just stuff it into a hunk of Swiss cheese, get the little critter to eat it, and kabloom! He's toast.
Cody, wouldn't that just blow the top of the house off?
Okay, plan B. We got an Army-Navy surplus store. Get a big old honking flamethrower. Right? Yeah, go up there, turn that visiting vermin into little tiny smoldering bits of rat kebab.
Wouldn't that just burn the house down?
You know something, Uncle Frank? I can't help you unless you're willing to help yourself. You just think about that.
Dad!
What is it, son?
Can I sleep with you and Carol tonight?
JT, what is your problem?
I went out on a date with this horrible girl. She was so mean, man. I had to ditch her.
JT? I'm wearing my lucky underwear. You know what that means?
Yeah, I know what that means. But you don't understand. Her father, he's a gangster. He's gonna put a hit out on me.
Son, if you don't get away from this door, I'm gonna put a hit out on you myself.
Fine. But if I get turned into a speed bump at the mall, it's gonna be your fault.
Okay, good night. Carol?
Yeah?
Notice anything special about me tonight?
Oh, Frank, I know you're in your lucky underwear and everything, but not tonight. I mean, I just can't be romantic if there's a rat in our house.
Oh, no. Oh, honey, I'm way ahead of you. You just sit down. I went to the hardware store today, and I bought every rat trap they had. So if that little hairy bugger shows his face, he's going to be rat-tap-tooey.
You just let me call an exterminator.
Because, honey, it's a personal thing, okay? I mean, that rat was laughing at me. He looked at me like I was some kind of a fool.
Frank?
Huh?
You are a fool.
Well, I am a fool who just caught himself a rat. And I'm going to stuff it and mount it over the fireplace. Okay. Oh. Where are you? Grim Reaper's coming to take you home. Witch trap got you. Oh. Take the bait and run. Okay. Okay. Dirty rat. I'm taking you down. Oh!
an exterminator?
There's Jane. Come on, I'll introduce you. Ms. McNeil?
I was speaking with a very important art broker, Miss Foster. It was rude to interrupt me.
Well done.
Please sit down.
I wanted you to meet my sisters. This is Karen and Al. This is Jane McNeil.
Well, you girls can be very proud of Dana. Her modeling inspired me to go in a whole new direction in my painting.
New direction?
Well, I realized the human body is a perfect form. I wanted to show the world the female body up close and personal. So instead of abstract, I've gone for photorealism.
You mean there's a naked picture of me up there?
Yes.
Like, no underwear?
You pose without any clothes on?
She's an abstract artist. I thought it was going to be shapes and colors and stuff.
Well, so did I, but when I started painting, I changed my mind and I didn't bother to tell you. That was terribly rude of me. I feel very good about that.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
Hi, girls.
Kind of late, but Frank's moving a little slow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to begin the auction now, so would you very kindly take your seats? Thank you.
Mom, you know how you and me have always talked about going to Paris together and seeing the Louvre?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that, right now.
Don't be silly. You posed for a picture. I want to see it.
Yeah, Dana. This is kind of your coming out party.
Take your time, sir. Are you quite comfortable now, sir?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good. Right, lot number one, ladies and gentlemen, this evening is a new work by the esteemed artist Jane McNeil entitled Woman, Tower of Strength. Quite breathtaking, isn't it? Well, shall we start the bidding at, let us say, $2,500? Who will open?
$2,500!
Would you rather see? I will not have a nudie picture of my daughter hanging over some pervert's fireplace.
$3,000.
$4,000!
$4,000? What happened to $3,001?
$4,000! Do I hear five?
You just raised yourself.
Now, do I hear $6,000?
$6,000.
$7,000.
No, honey, no.
$8,000.
No,
you,
no.
$9,000.
No, you see, wait.
$10,000. $10,000 from the unfortunate gentleman in the neck brace.
$15,000.
$20,000. $25,000. $25,000. Do I hear $30,000? Going once, $25,000 going twice.
Ouch! $30,000!
$30,000. Do I hear 35, ladies and gentlemen?
$100,000.
$100,000 for a naked picture of Dana? I bet I could get a million.
Miss McNeil, that is an incredibly generous bid, but please tell us, why are you bidding on your own work?
Well, obviously it's created a bidding frenzy, and I'm not letting it leave this room. Any work of art this popular with the masses must be garbage.